This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden.
If you're anything like me, you appreciate when things are made super easy, especially when it comes to managing your money. That's where Current.com steps in. It's not just any banking service. It's designed for you, the modern person. They blend technology and finance in a way that just makes sense for our digital lives. Here's the best part. When you sign up for Current.com, using the special code that I'll drop in the show notes, you'll get a free $50. Yep, $50 for free. Easy. Sign up. Remember, there's terms and conditions, but we'll get to that. Now, it's quick to sign up. You forget all the paperwork, and you never go to a bank. With Current, you're up and running in minutes, and it's all from your phone. And the sign-up bonus, $50. That's right. Use the code from our show notes, and boom, $50 is yours. It's that simple. Every penny you put into Current is FDIC insured through their partners. Peace of mind. Now, there's no nasty surprises either. No hidden fees. Current hates them too. I hate them. I've been a Current user for 5 years now, I think. And transparency is key. So what you see is what you get. From savings pods to help you stash away your cash for specific goals to getting your paycheck a little bit early. That's a nice one. Current's got the features that matter the most to you. Now, if you got questions though, Current support is just a tap away on your phone, ready to help you. I've used them a few times, and I'll tell you what, the best customer support I've ever seen in a bank. So if you're looking to step up your banking game and get a sweet $50 bonus in the process, head to the show notes, use my special code, and join the Current.com revolution. It's banking, but not as you know it. It's better. A lawsuit filed by X, owned by Elon Musk, against a group studying online hate speech was dismissed by a federal judge, with the ruling emphasizing the protection afforded by the First Amendment to the research group's reports on the platform previously known as Twitter. Now, the judge's decision articulated that the suit aimed to penalize the researchers for their findings on the increase in hate speech on X. The judge, Charles Breyer, in his Monday ruling, stated unequivocally that the lawsuit's objective was to reprimand the Center for Countering Digital Hate, or CCDH, for their expressive activities. He highlighted that the case centered around retribution against the defendants for their critical speech. Now, the CCDH faced legal action from Musk following their publication of research indicating a rise in racist, homophobic, neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic, or conspiracy content on X, particularly from paid accounts, which allegedly remain unmoderated. Now, this action came during a period when advertisers were withdrawing their support from X. Musk's legal team, during a court hearing in February, hinted at the possibility of refiling the lawsuit against CCDH. However, Judge Breyer dismissed the suggestion, finding the argument that the group's data collection methods threatened the platform's security unconvincing. The judge expressed doubt regarding the lawsuit's basis, suggesting that X's concerns lay more with CCDH's expressed viewpoints than with the actual methods of data collection employed by the group. The skepticism was apparent during the February hearing and was reiterated in Breyer's final ruling. Now, despite Musk's public commitment to absolute freedom of speech on X, the lawsuit against CCDH reveals a less tolerant stance towards criticism, particularly when directed at Musk himself. This is further exemplified by Musk's legal action against Media Matters for America, another group that reported on the platform's failure to filter out anti-Semitic content. Now, the CCDH, victorious under California's anti-SLAPP statutes, which aim to prevent baseless lawsuits that suppress free speech, is set to receive coverage for their legal expenses from Musk. The exact amount is yet to be determined through court proceedings, though, and Musk's purchase of Twitter in 2022 led to several controversial decisions, including the reinstatement of accounts previously banned for harmful content and changes to the platform's verification system. These decisions have sparked discussions about Musk's management and the platform's direction under his leadership. Now, Musk's inconsistent commentary on X's financial health further complicates this. While he occasionally claims the business is thriving, he's also acknowledged a significant drop in advertising revenue and speculated about potential bankruptcy. The CCDH's work, which led to the lawsuit, involved using third-party tools to analyze publicly available data on X, and Musk contended that this constituted unauthorized data scraping, thereby infringing on the platform's terms of service and contributing to financial losses. The legal dispute between X and CCDH shows that there are big concerns here regarding the accountability of social media platforms for the content that they host. Now, this case in particular focuses on the tension between corporate interests and public research on digital platforms and their societal impact. Now, the court's dismissal of the lawsuits, it reinforces the importance of protecting research and discourse on the role of social media in propagating hate speech. It emphasizes the legal protections afforded to such work, especially when it challenges powerful entities. Now, Musk's aggressive legal strategy against organizations like CCDH and Media Matters is a broader attempt to control the narrative surrounding X and its handling of contentious content. This approach has raised questions about the balance between free speech and the responsibility of the social media platforms themselves. And the CCDH's victory in this case is seen as a significant affirmation to the right to conduct public interest research on social media's influence, highlights the legal safeguards in place for entities investigating and critiquing the operations of platforms like Musk. I have to ask you, is this freedom of speech? Is using the data that you find on a platform and creating speech out of it, is that freedom of speech? Are they allowed to talk about this? And it seems like, in some ways, Musk is trying to stifle the freedom of speech. I'm not sure if that's the case, but it seems like he may be trying to silence them with this court case. Now, the ongoing legal battles here involving Musk and X, including disputes over former executive severance and accusations against a law firm for excessive billing, show a picture of a platform embroiled in controversy and litigation. The outcome of this lawsuit may set a precedent for how research organizations can study and report on social media platforms without fear of retribution. Now, the judiciary's role in upholding free speech and research in the face of corporate opposition is paramount here. We have to make sure that free speech, including research organizations, are protected. This ruling also draws attention to the broader implications for social media governance, particularly regarding how platforms manage and respond to hate speech, calls into question the effectiveness of self-regulation and the potential need for more stringent oversight. Now, the dismissal of Musk's lawsuit against the CCDH by a federal judge affirms the essential role of free speech and research in scrutinizing and holding social media platforms accountable. This case highlights the legal protections available to those who critically examine the impacts of digital platforms on society, reinforcing the importance of transparency and accountability in our digital age. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you tomorrow.